This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 in the evening. You're with Lynn, Kelvin and Ayman, as well as producer Tasha Fusil with us right now in the studios to give us the updates on Popit Popit Parliament. Tasha, what went down today?
So, as we all know, the GST versus SST debate has sort of come up again. It's been reignited after a few people suggested to bring back the GST. So, the first question that was asked today in Parliament was on this topic. It was posed by the MP for Kalabakan, Tuan Mahmoon Sulaiman, who directed the question at the PM himself, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. So he defended the lower amount of revenue that's been collected in the past year via the SST as compared to the GST. So he explained that not enough time has actually passed since the SST was implemented a year ago.
Memang kita dapati shortfall dalam kutipan cukai di bawah SST. Tetapi shortfall ini bukan kerana SST itu silap. Tetapi memang pun apabila sesuatu cukai diperkenalkan, pada mulanya kutipan cukai itu selalu mengalami shortfall kerana adjustment yang perlu dibuat oleh pegawai dan juga mereka yang membayar cukai itu. Tetapi saya yakin dalam tahun-tahun yang akan datang ini, SST akan melebihi kutipan daripada GST.
Did Tunan comment on anything else today?
Yes, reporters were asking him about one of his more recent statements where he called on both India and Pakistan to come together to resolve the conflict in Jammu and Kashmir. And of course, that comment has drawn some responses from Indian netizens who have been calling for a hashtag boycott Malaysia campaign. So Tun M reiterated his stance on that issue today.
Teguran kita bukan memihak kepada sesiapa. Cuma menuntut supaya kedua-dua pihak berunding dan jangan guna kekerasan. Itu memang dasar kita. Tidak mengguna kekerasan, sebaliknya runding ataupun arbitration ataupun pergi kepada court of law. Yang ini yang saya bangkitkan kepada Modi semasa berjumpa dengannya di Vladivostok.
That was Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad commenting on the Jammu and Kashmir situation. Was there anything else that caught your eye today, Tasha?
Was there? Yes. There was this awesome little exhibition, actually, along the corridor in Parliament where there was sort of like a bamboo species display going on.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So there were a few different types of bamboo items like flooring, clothes, even a couple of cool-looking bamboo-made bicycles, which was interesting. And of course, it was hosted by none other than our Primary Industries Minister, Theresa Kok. She held a press conference to introduce us to the different types of species of bamboo that were on display.
Ini buluh peting, ini buluh
betong.
Ini buluh
kita, ini buluh
peting. Banyak jenis.
Wonderful. So a little bit of an education for everybody as
yes,
well.
Yes, and I know people are pretty excited about it. The minister also went on to say that they hope to encourage more people to plant and sell bamboo because there is this domestic and global demand for it as well.
Kalau kita lihat pasaran global tentang buluh ini adalah US$68.8 billion pada tahun lepas. Tapi kalau kita lihat yang Malaysia, kita sebenarnya import banyak produk buluh sebanyak RM96 juta dan kita hanya ekspor RM9.9 juta sahaja. Jadi ini kita lihat kalau angka pasaran global untuk buluh ini, sebenarnya ia ada banyak potensi bagi Malaysia untuk tanam lebih buluh, hasilkan lebih produk buluh bagi kita untuk memenuhi keperluan domestik dan juga khususnya untuk ekspor. Kalau kita tak mahu guna buluh untuk buat basikal, perabot ataupun tesla, kita juga sebenarnya boleh keluarkan bambu cakor, arang buluh. Bagi kita yang pasaran yang amat perlukan yang bahan bakar ini sebenarnya adalah pasaran di negara Jepun yang mana mereka dah cari banyak bahan pembakaran bagi mereka untuk keluarkan tenaga elektrik sebagai gantian kepada pelan nuklear di negara mereka.
So there's good news for anyone who's looking to go into the bamboo industry. YB Teresa also mentioned that they are going to give out soft loans amounting to 10,000 ringgit per hectare.
I am kind of intrigued by this, if only because it's, I remember that the last time we spoke about Teresa Kok walking people through something at Parliament, it was palm oil chendol.
It's palm oil chendol. There's also been a cocoa exhibition. I got given like some cocoa toothpaste, which was actually quite delightful.
Oh. So I'm really pleased to hear the level of enthusiasm she brings to each one of these exhibitions.
She'd make a great salesperson.
Yeah. Sure. And I also think that there is something here because there is this push, right, to encourage younger people to go into agriculture. And we've also been talking quite a lot about diversifying our what
commodities,
we grow.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I would say anybody who's interested in going into the bamboo line, here you are.
Well, if you're interested in going to the bamboo line, let us know. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
Tasha, any other updates that you want to bring up for today?
Yes, the National Anti-Financial Crime Centre bill was tabled for the first reading today. The bill sets out to establish a National Anti-Financial Crime Centre, and it's an initiative under the, National Anti-Corruptive Plans 2019 to 2023. Our Law Minister, Datuk V.K. Liu, said that the new centre won't have investigation powers per se. However, its objective is to coordinate the various enforcement agencies that tackle financial crime.
Setakat ini jenayah kewangan dalam negara ini dikawal juga dan di mana kita mendapati ada perlunya mengadakan satu center pusat yang seperti National Crime Financial Center ini untuk menjadikan satu pusat integrasi untuk mengawalkan penguasaan because there are some other agency juga menjalankan penguasaan seperti custom seperti SPRM, seperti pihak polis dan juga bank negara. So we need a center to coordinate all these things. So it is very important that data dan semua itu juga dapat di-sharekan di antara semua agensi ini. So I think this is the way to actually look into the financial crime dan juga mungkin kes-kes yang melibatkan money laundering.
So, I mean, that's pretty interesting because it sounds like a lot of different segments of the government are actually currently trying to sort of consolidate things, right? I'd be curious to know what happens once it is actually set out, if it goes through, if the bill goes through, to see whether it is an extra layer of bureaucracy or whether it actually transplants different responsibilities from different agencies and tries to kind of move it all into one centralized space.
Yeah, because I think recently we saw that with, I believe, Govind Singh Dio's Ministry of Communications and Multimedia, where I think just to tackle scams and stuff dealing with online issues that people might face is that they have agencies spread out in different ministries, agencies spread out within his own ministry that now he has to consolidate, right? Because it's just added too much work, too much levels of bureaucracy. So it's interesting here that in this case, they feel like, well, we need another agency to help settle all this.
Specifically for financial crime. So yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens from that.
Right. Today, we also saw the retabling of the bill to abolish the Anti-Fake News Act 2018 after that first attempt was rejected by Dewan Negara last year. They're still debating that bill in Parliament right now, so our news team is going to be looking out for updates.
All right. And I believe that we actually have a new segment to kick off on today's Pulpit Pulpit Parliament.
We do.
Yes, indeed. Here is Meet an MP. So, Tasha, tell us more about Meet an MP, because let's just pretend that we don't know anything and you're the only one who can tell us.
Sure.
What is it?
Let me give you the rundown. So each day we cover, when we're in Parliament, we'll be approaching an MP to get to know them better. Basically, we'll be discussing things like what their priorities are for their constituency, what the people want, and what they thought of the day's events in Dewan Rakyat.
So who's our lucky first candidate?
Okay, today's MP is YB Muhammad Anwar Tahir. He's also our Deputy Works Minister. YB Anwar's constituency is the Merlot, and so he talked about a new bridge that's just been passed by the government. The bridge will run alongside the existing Sultan Ahmad Shah Bridge, and once it's completed, it's going to help ease traffic during peak hours.
Sebagai ahli parlimen Temerloh dan kebetulan pula dilantik sebagai timbalan Menteri Kerja Raya, sudah tentulah saya harus memberikan dukungan sepenuhnya kepada semua pengundi-pengundi rakyat di Temerloh untuk menikmati suatu keadaan yang lebih baik, yang lebih selesa. Soal jalan raya misalnya. Dan sekarang ini saya telah berjaya kembali memperjuangkan jambatan kedua di jambatan di Temerloh itu, yang telah sebelum ini telah ditamatkan, dianggap tidak begitu prioriti utama. Tetapi saya bila tinggal di Temerloh, saya dapat merasakan bahawa permintaan dan tuntutan rakyat itu adalah benar, dan saya telah perjuangkan dan akhirnya ia telah pun diterima, dipulihkan kembali, sudah pun di-advertisekan dan beberapa hari lagi akan ada lawatan tapak untuk mana-mana petender, mereka-mereka yang ingin memasuki tender secara terbuka. Saya percaya banyak lagi perkara akan boleh kita lakukan, dan para penduduk Temerloh yang perama, yang sentiasa menyampaikan apa saja yang mereka ingin sampaikan secara terbuka, sentiasa menghubungi saya, sentiasa menghubungi pegawai-pegawai saya di Temerloh, dan saya percaya lebih banyak akan kita lakukan kepada rakyat Temerloh.
So that was today's Meet an MP. That's YB Muhammad Anwar Tahir, who is in charge, or who is responsible for the constituency that is Temerloh. He's also our Deputy Works Minister. We're going to be doing this every day, fingers crossed, so that you'll be able to just hear different MPs, hear the different priorities, what different constituencies are after. I think let's play that music one more time. So listen up for this. And you'll know that you're about to meet an MP. Tasha, thank you very much for that update.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Evening Edition. If you have any thoughts, whether it is about getting involved in bamboo, whether you think that that is a growing industry that you want to be a part of, whether it is about the Anti-Financial Crime Centre Bill, anything at all, you can get in touch to Popek about Popek, Popek Parliament. Call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.